is VOA News Be Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans awoke on Thursday to celebrate a Thanksgiving Day transformed by the coronavirus pandemic, with the annual Macy's Parade limited to TV only and many families meeting on video even for the big feast. The American Thanksgiving is normally a day for family and friends to gather in big numbers to feast and remember life's blessings, but it has been upended by the pandemic, with cases and deaths surging in recent weeks as cooler temperatures push people indoors where the virus spreads more easily. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York has been scaled back significantly. The route is a block long rather than 2.5 miles. Balloon handlers have been replaced by specialty rigged vehicles, and spectators will not be allowed to line the street as before. U.S. hospitalizations for COVID-19 reached a record 88,000 on Wednesday, and experts warn that Thanksgiving could significantly boost a death toll that has exceeded 260,000 nationwide. Despite advice from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to stay at home for the holiday, nearly 5 million Americans traveled by air from Friday to Tuesday, according to the U.S. Transportation Security Administration, although this is less than half the figure during the same period last year. Many Americans see the annual ritual get-together for turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie as important enough to risk possible infection. Nearly 40% plan to attend a risky gathering during the holiday season, either in excess of 10 people or with people from outside their household, and a third will not require masks. This is all according to a national survey by Ohio State University. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus, and he hopes a vaccine will be in place by December. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan's parliament called on Thursday for France to be stripped of its mediation role in the Nagorno-Karabakh conflict. It's a move to punish the French Senate for adopting a resolution backing the region's independence. The French resolution adopted on November 25th followed a Russian-brokered ceasefire, ending weeks of fighting in the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh, part of Azerbaijan, but mainly populated by ethnic Armenians. The ceasefire has been hailed as a victory in Azerbaijan, which recovered control of large parts of territory held by Armenians since the early 1990s. In this latest development, the Azeri parliament urged its government to review ties with Paris and to appeal to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe to revoke France's role as a co-chair of the so-called Minsk group, which was set up in 1992 to mediate the conflict. The United States and Russia are the other co-chairs. France's foreign minister said on Wednesday that he was dismissing the French Senate's resolution, saying it would indeed contradict France's neutral position. France's population includes up to 600,000 people of Armenian origin. Europe's watchdog on drugs said Thursday it expects to receive the first application for conditional marketing approval for a COVID-19 vaccine in the coming days. It's the latest step towards making a shot available outside the United States. The European Medicines Agency, or EMA, did not name the company it expects to file the application, but Pfizer Incorporated and BioNTech are the most advanced in the regulatory process among the three companies that have published late-stage trial data for their vaccines. And Hungary's government will uphold its veto of the next European Union budget over rule-of-law provisions linking payments to democratic standards, Prime Minister Viktor Orban's chief of staff said on Thursday. The staffer also told a press briefing that Orban will meet with Poland's prime minister to discuss a joint written position on the standoff. Argentines lined up in the streets of Buenos Aires on Thursday to say goodbye to soccer great Diego Maradona, whose casket lay in state at the Casa Rosada presidential palace, draped in an Argentine flag and his famous number 10 T-shirt. Maradona died at age 60 following a heart attack at home on Wednesday. In the past, he had struggled with addiction. Huge crowds are expected to pay their respects as part of 3 days of national mourning. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.